where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A 22-year-old Corunna man is one of 64 people charged in an online child sexual exploitation investigation. OPP worked with 27 municipal police forces across the province. The probe resulted in nearly 350 charges being laid and over 600 electronic devices being seized. OPP also say 34 victims, ranging in age from infancy to 17, were identified, while investigators safeguarded another 30 children. A 26-year-old Sarnia resident has been charged with assault following an incident in Kincardine. South Bruce OPP were called to a home on Highway 21 Monday evening. Police say there was an altercation between two people that resulted in a person from Sarnia being arrested. They're now scheduled to appear in Walkerton Court next month. A local spokesperson for Imperial Oil says fewer than 100 jobs will be impacted by upcoming changes to consolidate certain operations. Imperial plans to relocate some of its technology and lab operations work to Houston, Texas over the next few years. The consolidated research hub will be operated by ExxonMobil. A report by Bloomberg says the changes will be conducted in phases and will be fully enacted by 2028. The Sarnia Lambton Association of Realtors says we're still in a balanced market. 163 homes changed hands last month, and there were over 300 new listings. President Jeremy Garrett says the sales to new listings ratio sits at about 52%. He also says in terms of new listings, they're now seeing a fair amount of entry-level homes.
And we did have a low number of entry-level homes at the beginning of the year, so that's been a good increase there. And balancing that out, we're seeing some newer homes come on and some, resale homes in that 700 plus range as well.
The median sales price in April was $515,000, an increase of about 4% compared to the same time last year. Heritage Sarnia Lambton is holding a virtual presentation on Thursday looking at historic diaries and letters. Curator Supervisor Dana Thorne says Heritage Hour is free, but registration is required.
If they want to register, they can go to lamptonmuseums.ca and click on the link to register, and then they'll get the link for the Zoom meeting.
The presentation will begin at 7:30 in the evening, but it'll be posted online later as well. Partly cloudy with gusty winds tonight, a low of 7. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a chance of showers in the afternoon, a high of 12. And Friday, we'll see a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 15. I'm Natalia Vega.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.